Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with Kevin Wooden, the head coach for the Montana State Billings women's basketball team. Coming off a split at home, an impressive split to say the least, as they took on Alaska Anchorage. Alaska Anchorage came in on the year with just three losses total, just two in the GNAC, and Yellow Jackets fell just a little bit short, losing a heartbreaker 65-63, just from a score standpoint, but certainly not from an effort standpoint. And then they would come back to finish up their regular portion of their home schedule with a 69-64 win over Western Oregon. Coach, you get a split over the weekend, could have been 2-0. I suppose somebody could argue as close as the games were, could have been 0-2. All in all, though, a very good week of basketball for you.
Yeah, I was pleased with the way we played, especially because the previous week we had played a pretty solid game against Seattle Pacific, but just couldn't make enough shots. But then we played really poorly against NNU, even though they were very good. I just didn't like the way that we executed. And sometimes after that, it's pretty easy to kind of get caught into a funk. But I thought we really had great intensity last week. We really battled hard, and like you said, we almost won both. But it was nice to get the win on Saturday.
I got to ask you, though, about that Alaska Anchorage game, because that really does fascinate me. And I mean, if you were going to look at, you know, one game all year on paper that you think, oh, my goodness, this is going to be a long game for us coming off the Northwest Nazarene game. And yet you guys played so impressively, just about tied it up at the end to send it into overtime. Is it one of those things where the girls just responded? Is it a matchup thing when you play Alaska Anchorage? Because you give them a tough time at home. You just about beat them here last year as well. Again, on paper, a team that would appear to give you all sorts of troubles, and yet you match up so well against them at home. Well, what was the deal there? Did the girls just respond in big fashion?
I think it was just a lot of determination. We had really played poorly the previous game, and we did some new game plan things, and I believe that the players bought into that, but each of them became accountable for their performance that night and just said, hey, I can do better, and as well as myself and our staff. And we got down 10 points a couple times in that game, and were able to get back into the game, and that just took a lot of guts and execution. And when we make some shots at a relatively consistent rate, we're a pretty good team. The problem is we go through long shooting slumps over the last month, and part of that's just fatigue, being down a couple players from normal. But and they're young, and as they gain experience, they're going to get better. But last week, I just thought we had a nice focus and very determined, and it would have been nice to upset Anchorage, but it was close. And then I thought we put a good performance together on Saturday.
Yeah, Kayla Ryan, of course, in both games had to deal with some foul issues, but boy, she just has a monster game against Alaska Anchorage. Ends up with 15 points and 13 rebounds. Sarah McNamee with 19 points. Callie Kautzman with 17. Good. Again, Callie has had a real solid year for you, Kautzman. Sarah has been a little bit up and down. Kayla has been such a consistent performer, but Sarah McNamee, that seems to be kind of one of those players, when she has a good game, that seems like it seems like the team plays pretty well.
Yeah, we really need her scoring. She's not afraid to take a shot, and she has the ability to penetrate as well as hit the three. And really, over the conference season, she's been pretty consistent with her scoring. She knows she has a long ways to go, but I'm very happy that she was able to come here this year. And I think she's really improved, and I look for her to continue to get better.
Yeah, I do want to talk about the big game against Western Oregon, which what a great way to finish up the home portion of the conference season with the big 69-64 over Western Oregon. We'll talk about that on the second part of the Coach's Show with Kevin Wooden.
A lot of people are proud of their jobs and what they do. I'm one of them. I'm Renee, one of the customer service representatives for Northwestern Energy. We get your phone calls about problems, little ones and big ones. During a winter blizzard, snow and wind knock down lines, bury roads, and makes it tough for us to work. We will work 24 hours a day so you can have power again. It's what we care about. Yes, I'm proud to work here.
Northwestern Energy, delivering a bright future.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Just two games left for the Montana State Billings women's basketball team this season. We're talking with Kevin Wooden about what happened last week as they earned a split, losing by two against Alaska Anchorage at home, and then defeating Western Oregon by five here at Alterowitz. You know, in many ways, when you look at the score, Kevin, it's almost hard to believe the game was as close as it was. You held them to, you know, just about 32% from the floor, 31.7%. Boy, hard to complain with the way you guys shot, particularly there in the second half, 63.2%, just about over 52% for the game. Obviously, again, you know, you've had some shooting woes this season, but boy, things were falling well for you on Saturday.
Yeah, we shot well from the free throw line. We didn't get as many attempts as I would have liked. We turned the ball over. You know, some unforced travels early in the game, and probably had about seven or eight of our turnovers were just more what we did more than what they did, and those are critical shot attempts. But luckily, our percentage was higher, and it hasn't been like that in a while. And including at the free throw line, we didn't get there a lot. I think we got there 18 times, but we were able to make 17 of them. And our players just really played well as a team.
Yeah, take a look at some of the numbers. Callie Stanhope, you know, got off to a nice start this season, finishes up strong at home with 17 points. Again, Callie Kautzman, great weekend for her with 13. Sarah McNamee, another big game for her with 18. Interesting there, you know, you take a look at a lot of success you've had this year. Kayla Ryan only with 8 points in that ball game, only played 23 minutes, battling some foul trouble early on. The one thing about Kayla, though, is I think sometimes you get kind of lost in the numbers, and I'll admit I'm guilty of it, too. You kind of look at the rebounding and point totals. I thought they were really focusing on her, and if nothing else, she at times was a great decoy because it seems like it opened things up for some other folks.
Yeah, most of the teams in the GNAC seem to double-team Kayla in the post, and we try to devise a plan on what, because we know that that's going to happen, and other people are going to benefit from that. They're going to get open looks and have the opportunities to score because of that. And Kayla's doing a good job of reading those, and she's just going to get better and better as we progress into the future on that. It was difficult to have her in foul trouble both nights, you know, because anytime you're a player that's used to playing most of the game and all of a sudden you have to sit out prolonged periods of time, it's going to take away from your game and just the flow of how you're playing. But the first night against Anchorage, that was critical that she got her third foul early in the first half, had to sit out a lot. Their player number 50 really hurt us during that time that Kayla was out. Then Kayla came back in the second half and was really possessed. She played a great half against Anchorage, and then just had a little bit more foul trouble against Western Oregon, but still was very effective when she did play, and she just had a great year for us.
It's interesting when you look at it. You did actually lead by 14 in the half. Actually, a lot of that occurred when Kayla was on the bench, so I thought the girls did a great job of stepping up. But I thought it was pretty nice over those two games. I mean, there obviously a game has flows, you know, ebb and flows during a game where they might get on a bit of a hot streak, you might get on a bit of a hot streak and what have you. But for the most part, despite the fact you did have the 14-point lead, only ended up winning by five, I thought the one thing you did a great job this whole week, in fact, was you didn't have any of those long, prolonged slumps that we'd been talking about hurting you this year. It seemed like, for the most part, it was a pretty consistent effort over the 40 minutes.
I'd agree, and we've talked about being consistent and not having those droughts, especially on the offensive side, and I thought we did get some scoring from a lot of different people, some balance there. Just in the way that we run our offense, people are going to get some open looks because we're very balanced. They're not going to just try to take one person away, especially when Kayla was out. Maybe I thought we made the extra pass, and as you said, Callie Stanhope had a very good game. I mean, I think she had zero turnovers on Saturday to go along with her 17 points. So that was a phenomenal game, and just got a lot of contributions from a lot of different players.
Yeah, one thing I want to talk about, too, is I want to make mention of the one senior that was in the lineup, Rachel Hansen. She ends up with 9 points, but 7 points in what I thought was a very, very important first half. You only lead by three at first at the break, but nonetheless, one of the problems you've had this year is kind of slow starts, and I thought Rachel, you know, you give her the start because she's a senior, and I thought she came up big for you, allowing you to have that halftime lead, and, you know, from there in the second half, except for a little bit at the end, I thought you really controlled it.
Yeah, Rachel did a great job for us. That's an emotional night for her, and I guess it was an afternoon, but she did spark us. We had a hard time scoring early in the game on a few possessions, and she came in and hit a couple of nice jump shots from the weak side, and those were really caused because of Kayla's double team and making the extra pass. But she gave us a lot of leadership that night. Definitely had intensity from the emotion of the night, and I think ended up 9 points, 4 for 4 from the line. Really had a big part in the win.
Now, one thing I see, Rachel, I come in here a lot, and it seems like even before a game, she's the first one out shooting. I come here at, you know, obviously sometime to do the coaches' shows. She kind of reminds me of Lyra Carpenter in that way, and I suppose that's kind of the veteran leadership in her. It seems like if she's not in class, she's usually out on the court shooting buckets, spends a lot of time at the free throw. Very conscientious leader on this team.
Yeah, Rachel's a unbelievable person. She'll be very successful as she goes to physical training school, physical therapy school, that is, in California. She's a fifth-year senior, and she's going to graduate with honors. And she's just a tremendous person, and she does do a lot of the little things that go unnoticed, but she's an extremely hard worker. And she'll actually finish this spring going back with her track team. She does both sports, and she's has a couple events she's very good at.
Yeah, interesting. This team has actually three two-sport stars. Melissa Porter, of course, plays volleyball for MSUB. Callie Stanhope, excellent golfer on the golf team. And, of course, as you mentioned, Rachel Hansen on the track team. We're going to talk about, on the third part of the coaches' show, the two games to finish off the season at Western and Central Washington. That's on the third part of the coaches' show with Kevin Wooden.
Hooligan Sports Bar and the Montana Brewing Company. Small brewery, big beer. Billings number one award-winning beers. Great food, great fun, and great beer. Hooligan Sports Bar and the Montana Brewing Company. And we're now proud sponsors of the Montana State University Billings Athletics. Join us before and after the game for great food, awesome service, and award-winning beer. Hooligan Sports Bar and the Montana Brewing Company. Small brewery, big award-winning beer. Right in the heart of downtown Billings. At 113 North Broadway, downtown.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Canada Blue talking with Kevin Wooden, the head coach for the Montana State Billings women's basketball team, as they'll finish up the season. Boy, it's hard to believe it. It's that time already. But at Western Washington Thursday, at Central Washington on Saturday, we got to look at them here at Alturowitz on January 28th and January 30th. Again, it was a tough stretch for you, but two very, very, very good teams, and obviously a major challenge on the road.
Yeah, Western, it'll be both teams' senior night. Western only has the one game, so they're definitely going to be prepared for us. You know, they're one of the top teams in the region, so they'll be very motivated as they're trying to either host or get a higher seed. But they have a lot of really good players. We played them a very good half up here. I think we were two down, but we lost Dunbar, their very good guard, for three three-pointers early in the second half, and we're never able to get it under 10 points, but I thought we were very competitive that game. We didn't play very well against Central Washington two nights later, but I believe they just came in and really took it to us that night. And so we know we're going to play two quality teams, but I like the way that we played last week, and hopefully we can just carry on that momentum.
Yeah, if nothing else, I would think this team's got to be feeling pretty confident. You know, sometimes things just sort of click, and you say, okay, you can go through a whole season, all of a sudden you're out on the court, and it's just like, all right, that's what we've been talking about all year. I would imagine from an emotional standpoint, this team's at a pretty good place right now coming off a nice week.
Yeah, I think they are. We're pretty healthy, at least as healthy as we have been. So we're looking forward to this opportunity. The players are on spring break, and so they're not going to have too much, you know, studies to worry about getting done by Monday, so that's nice. It should be a very relaxed trip, and hopefully we'll play some good basketball.
What do you see as the big keys to having some success on a road against two teams that obviously were very impressive here at Alterowitz?
Well, I think we have to limit turnovers. We need to maximize our shot possessions, and then hopefully we will be able to shoot effectively from the perimeter. If we're able to do that, then it opens up our post game. And a lot of times we have to go inside out. And our last couple road trips, we really struggled with our perimeter shooting. So if we can get some consistent shooting there, I think we'll be okay.
All right, Kevin Wooden, congratulations on the great past week, and best of luck to you this week.
Thank you.
And the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show with Kevin Wooden. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.